With Amex Platinum, you can enjoy access to dedicated card member entrances at select events, because skipping the line makes you the star of game day. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex. Card member entrance access not limited to Amex Platinum card.
This is the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio.
Freddie and Harry, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM channel 80. Gabe Neitzel hanging out with Chad Brown in for the boys today. And ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Looking for a career path with flexibility and great pay and benefits? Go to progressive.com/careers and apply online today. So many things going on with two Monday Night Football games once again tonight, but there are also unscheduled two baseball games. One already happened, another one going on. This was supposed to be an off day for Major League Baseball with the wild card round starting tomorrow. But because a couple of games had to be postponed between the Braves and Mets, they are playing a doubleheader today. What's on the line are the final two wild card spots. The Diamondbacks, despite not playing today, still alive for one of those spots. The Braves are trying to fight their way into one of those spots because the Mets won earlier. Wild game, 10 runs scored in the eighth inning, then two more runs scored in the ninth inning. Mets, after coming from behind and giving up the lead, did come from behind once again and won game one of the doubleheader, meaning the Mets are in the playoffs. Now the Braves have to win to split to get the other playoff spot. If the Mets win, then it's the Diamondbacks who are in. Braves currently leading 1-0, top of the fifth inning, but the Mets off to a pretty good start with two runners on, nobody out in the top of the fifth. We'll continue to update you on that as we continue. Also this past weekend, not only did we have exciting college football, exciting NFL action, our guy Chad was the father of the bride. His daughter married this weekend, married, in fact, it happened yesterday, and he's still feeling good enough, thankfully, to jump on Freddie and Harry today. What was the highlight? Give us the highlight of the weekend for you.
Highlight of the weekend was towards the end. The city of Austin doesn't allow you to go past the hour of 11. So about 10:30, when the dance floor was at its absolute peak, to see friends and family from all around the country who have flown in, driven in, gotten cars and flights and hotel rooms, all the hassle and expense, going to miss work most likely today. Kids are missing school. To see the sacrifice people made to be there and then to all be on the dance floor at the same time, it was just so humbling. And I just was just filled with incredible gratitude that it literally brought a tear to my eye. Happy for my daughter, happy for the marriage and all that, but the outpouring of love and to see those people then embracing the party aspect and having a good time, that was the moment. My daughter and her husband were in the center of the dance floor, and all our friends and family surrounding them. It was just an incredible moment.
All right, one last question, then we'll get to our fans' best or worst wedding stories on the Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Were you, Chad Brown, ever in the middle of the dance floor yet last night?
No. While my athletic skills are off the charts, at 50 years old, I can still dunk. You know, all pro, Pro Bowl.
Still dunk? You can't get out there, roll the shoulders a little bit in the middle of the circle? What are we doing here, Chad?
I was hoping for the cha-cha slide. They went with the wobble. You know, the wobble didn't fit my skill set. So my shoes were slippery on the bottom. I hadn't broken them in. I had all kind of excuses. So, yes, there was no Chad Brown in the middle of the dance floor.
Oh, man, I thought that was going to be a big-time yes. Former NFL player showing off his athletic skills.
I thought it was going to be back that thing up. I just knew, like, once they played back that thing up, Chad was out there.
Now, I
did dance to back that thing up, but I was giving the lead to my wife on that one. She was doing a great job backing that thing up.
What is your best? What is your worst wedding story? We want to hear from you. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Damien in South Dakota. Damien, you're up next. Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me on. Well, the wife and I, we got married back in 2007, and we're planning the wedding, you know, don't want to spend a lot of money, and she's really crafty, so she literally made everything for the wedding, like the table bouquets, the bridesmaids bouquets, all the men's, all the decorations for the reception. Like, she did all that herself. So fast forward to the day before the wedding, we had a little Kia hatchback. We had everything packed into there. We had to meet the groomsmen at the mall to get their tuxes. We're walking out of the mall, and my car's gone. Our car's gone, and it was parked in a real specific spot. And we're looking around, and I'm like, the car was right there, right? And she's like, yeah. So we go walking around for a minute, and then we finally call the cops. She kept it together pretty good, but I know she's having a meltdown inside. And, yeah, I mean, it was pretty intense 5 hours. I had all the groomsmen going around looking for the car, driving around. We're talking to the cops. anyway, we're trying to figure out what we're going to do for the wedding, all this stuff. But about 5 hours later, they found the guy at Dairy Queen with our car, gassed up, probably getting ready to leave town with it. And everything was still there, so it was all good.
Wait,
got married.
This
still
guy
here 20 years later with 5 kids and going strong.
This guy was stealing the car on his way. He had to stop at Dairy Queen? It was so important to get a Frosty, or excuse me, get a Blizzard on his way out of town? Like, okay, well, the car's gas. You know what? I am a little hungry. Let's make sure I get myself an Oreo Blizzard on the way out of town.
Like, was he frustrated with the lack of gas that was in the car? Like, I can't believe this. How are they going to leave me with a quarter tank of gas?
Yes.
Doing stopping off for food if you're stealing a car? Again, I've never stolen a car before. I just assume that, you know, once you do that, you want to get away as far away as possible from where it happened. But again, who knows?
Well, you know, I don't recall the exact make of car that was in that story, but it didn't sound like a particularly fancy car. So I'm not sure if we should be questioning the mentality of this criminal stopping at DQ,
you know,
after he stole a Toyota Tercel.
Hey, look, I appreciate a Heath Blizzard as much as the next guy. I'm just saying. It might not have been the time, my guy. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What's your best? What's your worst wedding story? Let's go to Mac in Vegas. Mac, you're on Freddie and Harry with Gabe Neitzel, Chad Brown on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. This one's just too much fun. You got to understand, I've been watching college football, diehard fan, big Michigan fan, and I've seen every Michigan game since 1972. And the wife's kids, they came up with a date for when they could all be there, and it happened to be on the Ohio State-Michigan Day game. And I'm here, I'm just like, okay, I'll get married then. But the wife, who wasn't a diehard football fan, now she's up there with the best of them. She made all the adjustments to the times and everything just so I could watch the game. So, you know, I definitely married a keeper.
Well, I was about to say, that's how you know that's true love, that she's still looking out for you, making sure you got to take care of what you got to take care of before the actual wedding. So that's great. I love that story. 888-SAY-ESPN. What's your best or what is your worst wedding story? Matthew in Florida, you're up next on ESPN Radio. Gabe Neitzel, Chad Brown in for Freddie and Harry.
Yes, hey, how are you guys doing?
Doing great, Matthew. How are you, man?
Wonderful.
Doing well. See, you guys got it all wrong. I did this right. My wife and I were both widows, but we did our wedding, and I scheduled it during the eclipse in April. You know, I live in Florida, but we went up to Indiana. And I was like, we're going to be, you know, you can't change the time of an eclipse. So we had to be on time, and it was great because there was no choice. And because through experience, I know that everybody's going to be late in my life.
Wait, so I mean, did you have anybody travel up there with you? I mean, who'd you have go with as like at least witnesses?
Between us, you know, like I said, we're both widows. We have 11 kids between us. So all the kids were there and everything. It was supposed to be a small wedding, about 25 people. But we were up in Indiana at my parents' house, and it was during the eclipse, and they live on a lake. And apparently the neighborhood, you know, had this boat get together. All of a sudden, we had about 200 people coming by, impromptu gifts, and it was probably one of the best. It was supposed to be small and everything. We didn't want it big, but it became big, but it was perfect, and it was on time.
That seemed to be the most important thing. Yeah, most important thing to Matthew is that it was on time. That's cool, though. People driving by, wishing you well, all that going on. That's fantastic. Along with Chad Brown, I'm Gabe Neitzel. It's Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to David in Alabama. David, you're up next. It's Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Roll Tide. 2007, getting married. And me and my wife were poor at the time. And our families were both poor. So we're trying to save money wherever we can. And we figured that Preacher would be a spot where we could save money because how hard is it to recite some words, correct? Well, we hire this, like, 85-year-old preacher that gets sick the day of the wedding and skips two-thirds of the ceremony, literally turned a 35-minute ceremony into a 12-minute ceremony. Forgets to tell me I can kiss her. At the end of the thing, we're not doing the unity candle. We're doing the stand thing that people do. And at the end, he goes, "And now, people, I present to you Mr. and Mrs. Fleming," and I turn around and yell in front of everyone, like, "Can I kiss her?" He was like, "Oh, yeah, yeah, sure. Go ahead, kiss her."
That's awesome. Turns out you get what you pay for. Shannon, you got a story, right, with the preacher. Am I correct?
We tried to cut costs a couple different ways, right? One of which was the DJ, right? Mind you, like, the DJ was a local dude that my wife knew from my hometown. Like, he was really, the barber was his main job. DJing was his second job.
DJing was his passion.
Right, like, and the day of the wedding, we get mad at a hotel, Hilton, you know, full service, the whole nine. And, like, dude shows up in a denim jacket and matching denim jeans. I'm thinking, all right, he got his change of clothes in the car or something, right? No, dude actually does the reception in his denim outfit. So that was one. It totally messed up the whole vibe of the wedding. Just like,
was his name DJ Denon?
I don't know what it was.
Yeah, it could have been. Yeah, it could have been his like signature thing.
DJ Levi Strauss. I don't know, but
right.
And then second. So like the pastor that we got to do it was a friend of mine, coworker. Her grandmother. She was great and all, but she was a little older or whatever, which is cool. So then my last name is Pam. My wife's maiden name is Cruz. And, you know, and I now pronounce Mr. and Mrs. Shannon Cruz. And I'm like, what? I look back. I'm like, what are you doing? And he's like, she was just looking at me like, what's wrong? I'm like, you mean Penn? She's yeah, that's right. Mr. and Mrs. Shannon Penn. So.
Oh.
Oh, and then my Uncle Glenn, too. Got up. My Uncle Glenn showed up late. Shout out to Uncle Glenn, who joins the show sometimes. Showed up to the wedding late. During the middle of the ceremony, opened up the back doors. He wasn't even trying to, like, sneak in. Like, he opened up. It was real loud, too.
He was just thinking, like, oh, I'm here on
I'm
time.
I'm here. The wedding can start now. I'm here. Me and Alice, man. That was, yes. While the ceremony was going on, yes.
We'll continue to get to your stories. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. What is your best? What is your worst wedding story? But tonight, we have another football doubleheader. But in the game that starts the latest, it's a big game in the NFC. The Seahawks are a surprising 3-0 to start the season. The Lions are 2-1. Is tonight bigger for the Lions or bigger for the Seahawks, Chad?
I think it's bigger for the Lions. And Seahawks, you know, they changed coaches, went from Pete Carroll to Coach McDonald. And so their transition, I think, gives a little bit of a pass, so to speak, for that team. But for the Lions, which we saw last year play an excellent season of football, have a deep playoff run, the expectations for them are to move forward this year. So if they were to stumble against the Seahawks, Seahawks being undefeated could leave them in Minnesota as the class two teams of the NFC. And the Lions to move to maybe third place in that picture. This is far bigger for the Lions than I think it is for the Seahawks at this point of the season.
I would agree with you just because, and again, there's still a lot of the season left, but you just don't want to dig yourself too big of a hole in your own division. And with the Vikings off to a 4-0 start, you don't want to be sitting there at 2-2 with the Packers, with the Bears in your own division if you're the Lions. The Seahawks, they've still got a little bit of wiggle room because, well, the Niners have dropped a game. And yep. I just think it's really important for the Lions to really kind of start finding a groove. And, yeah, they beat the Rams. They beat the Cardinals. Buccaneers game, they were sloppy and ended up losing that one. But they've played really tight games. And this offense hasn't lived up to its potential quite yet, with only 26 points in week one and then only 16 points against the Buccaneers, 20 points against the Cardinals. I think this is a big game for the Lions to try to find that groove offensively. I'm willing to look past slow starts because, as we were talking with Coach Edwards, Herm Edwards, when he joined us last hour, you know, there's no real preseason anymore. These first three games, even if you wanted to extend it to the four, I'd listen. But especially the first three games of the season, that's almost kind of like what the preseason is now, where guys are getting their legs under them. There's going to be a little disjointedness, especially offensively. But the Lions need to really start revving this thing up. We've seen, to me, we've seen a little bit of what Jameson Williams can do. And I know he's kind of being the X factor for them this year, but we haven't seen this Lions team be fully explosive the way I would expect them to be.
I think there's something to be said for teams and their ability to handle success. Obviously, the last season was a success for the Lions based on history. But when you're looking to go forward the next year, if you're thinking, oh, everyone's going to lay down for us because we're the Lions and because winning is new to you and you have no idea, winning doesn't make it easier for you. It makes it more difficult for you. Teams get the schedule and they go, oh, we got the Lions. We got to show up and be ready to go against this team. That's a good football team. Whereas last year, they may have been able to sneak up on some people. There's not going to be any sneaking up on anybody this year. So the difficulties that come with success the previous year, I'm wondering if that's a piece of this for the Lions as well, as they learn what their culture is. Were they satisfied with having the success of last year, or are they going to be the type of team that's going to be trying to be that kind of successful every single year? And we've seen teams pop up and then go right back down again. And I know what Dan Campbell's mindset is, but is that part of this locker room right now in Detroit?
And in the other Monday night game tonight, where the Titans are traveling to Miami to take on the Dolphins, going to be starting Tyler Huntley in this game. It's hard to call a game this early must win. But again, going back to the same thing we were just talking about, the Lions, if not wanting to dig yourself too deep of a hole, who knows what happens with, you know, going forward with Tua Tagovailoa? Who knows if he, you know, when he's going to be coming back? They're taking their time. They're trying to figure it all out. And if they fall to 1-3 and they lose to a Titans team that's really been struggling, especially with turnovers and Will Levis, he got sacked 8 times last week against the Packers. And as deep as the AFC is at 1-3, does it kind of feel like the Dolphins are already out of it and just have too big of an uphill battle in the AFC?
Yeah, I think that's a fair assessment. I mean, the Titans are at this point maybe the biggest dumpster fire in the league. So there's the Titans. Whew. So the Dolphins have to find a way to win this game, not just for the seeding and possible playoff implications, just to keep all – because when you enter a season with incredibly high hopes and you see those hopes literally – you know, on the field convulsing in Tua Tagovailoa, and we've seen this before in the past, the hope starts to leave the building. And when you've got the talent and the roster that they've assembled, those guys, it's hard to keep people motivated if you don't feel like you've got a quarterback under center who can execute your offense and move your team forward into getting some victory. So the Dolphins are on the precipice of getting to that point where their best players start making business decisions. Is Tyreek Hill going to lay it on the line so they can go 4-13 this year? You know, why would he? He makes $30 million. He's one of the best players in the league. He's going to find ways to make business decisions. So they're at that precipice right now of their season.
With the Titans, Patriots, Colts, all the next games for Miami, anytime you're without your starting quarterback, I think your mindset is, okay, can we win half these games that our quarterback is out? And if you can't take care of business against the Titans, I think it's really hard to have that confidence that you can continue to take care of business. Losing, there's no shame in struggling last week on the road in an incredibly loud environment in Seattle against the Seahawks. But having this game at home against a team that's struggling, this is one where, to me, if you're Miami, you need to step up and come away with a victory. Did you miss any of Freddie and Harry? Catch up on all 4 hours of the show in the Freddie and Harry podcast, available daily wherever you get your podcasts. We're almost at the quarter mark of the NFL season, so we're going to play a little NFL true or false. That's coming up next. Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry podcast.
This is a PSA, or public sock announcement. Experts have declared Bombas socks as the best way to warm up chilly feet. These pairs are super cushy, soft, and designed for maximum coziness. Plus, for every pair purchased, another pair will be donated, so someone in need of essential clothing can stay warm this winter. Go to bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ESPNPod and use code ESPNPod.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, like UNTUCKit or Allbirds, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business making selling, and for shoppers, buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling. On the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout UNTUCKit uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/network. Ah, fall Saturdays. The air is crisp. The game is on. Your friends are here, and you're outside on grill duty. The Home Depot knows missing the game is not an option. Thankfully, the Traeger Timberline XL Grill is here to help you play defense and make the most of every Saturday. First up, we've got fans to feed, and the Timberline XL is a real crowd pleaser. It can bake, smoke, sear, fry, and saute, so you can feed everyone at the watch party. Whether you want sweet, tangy ribs, jalapeno poppers with a smoky kick, grilled street corn, or some classic buffalo wings, this utility player can do it all. And with Wi-Fire tech and the Traeger app, you can monitor your smoker temp, meat probes, and pellet levels all from the comfort of your couch. So you can watch the game, not the grill, and never miss a moment. Defend your game time with Traeger and the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Freddie and Harry, ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM, Channel 80. Gabe Neitzel, Chad Brown in for the guys. ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. We're going to get back to the phone lines and that Dr. Pepper call-in line in just a moment, because we are taking your calls for your best and worst wedding stories in honor of our guy Chad, who is the father of the bride for his daughter this past weekend. But we do have a little NFL talk we want to get into as we bring in our producer, Shannon Penn, to play a little NFL true or false.
All right, Chad, I'm going to start with you first. As a Giant fan, this hurts me to say. But the Washington Commanders are going to win the NFC East. True or false?
I'm going to go false on that. I still think the Cowboys are further ahead than the Commanders. It's a fun story with what Jaden Daniels has accomplished in these first four games. But Dak Prescott, CeeDee Lamb, Parsons, the talent in Dallas is a little bit further ahead than where they are with the Commanders. So the Commanders do not win the NFC East.
I really want to say true, but there is going to be some adversity. They're going to hit some bumps in the road. There's, you know, Jaden Daniels, I think, is still at, you know, over 80% completion. It's easy to say right now because the Cowboys and the Eagles do seem like a mess, but they're also just a game behind. And I think they're the Cowboys, as you mentioned, they've got a lot of talent. I think Mike McCarthy is a very good coach. They're going to figure it out. I'm still leaning towards the Cowboys, even though the Commanders have been a lot of fun through this first quarter of the season.
All right, Gabe, the Cleveland Browns should bench Deshaun Watson. True or false?
I think that's true. And look, I follow a lot of people on social media from ESPN Cleveland, a sister station of mine, in ESPN Milwaukee, you know, guys like Emmett Golden, who you can usually catch on game night here on ESPN Radio. And they really want to defend Deshaun Watson, saying, hey, he wasn't the reason we lost this game. Yeah, but he's not helping either. He's not part of the solution. And I think you have someone in Jameis Winston behind who, yes, has made a lot of mistakes throwing the ball and turned the ball over a lot in his NFL career. You know, I think of the 30-30 season he had in Tampa Bay when he threw 30 touchdowns and 30 interceptions.
they have weapons. They need to be able to push the ball down the field. Deshaun Watson, to me, is not getting it done. They restructured his contract. They're stuck with him. He's not going anywhere. But if you want to give this roster the best chance to win, I think Jameis Winston gives you the best chance to win.
Yeah, Deshaun Watson, in my mind, deserves to be benched. Only 4 touchdown passes so far this season, 3 interceptions, sacked 19 times. Not all those are on the Cleveland Browns offensive line. 61% completion ratio. There's lots of issues going on in Cleveland, and so you can, you know, kind of parse it out and say it's not all the losses are due to him, but he's certainly not the reason why they're winning games. So Deshaun Watson, sit him down in favor of Jameis Winston. Let's see what Jameis can do. Can he provide a spark in addition to having some really odd pregame comments that I'm sure he's going to have as well?
All right, Chad, Sam Darnold is the league's MVP after 4 weeks. Not saying he's going to win, but so far, the first 4 weeks in, Sam Darnold's been the league MVP.
Everything in my body wants to say no, but the results speak for themselves. He came in as a guy who wasn't even supposed to be the starter, now has directed that Vikings team to a undefeated record, 4 wins. Yes, he probably won't get it because I think the voters are going to need to see more of a picture than what we've seen so far. But right now, he is playing like the league's MVP. So don't want to give him his flowers too early, but he's certainly on the right path.
He does lead the league in touchdown passes. He does have the best passer rating in the NFL. I cannot say Sam Darnold is the league MVP after 4 weeks. I can't do it. I'm glad that you were able to do it, Chad. You're a bigger guy than I, and even though Darnold handed it to my Packers yesterday and lit up their secondary, I just can't say that he is, because that part of the reason the Vikings are having all that success, it's all working in concert together. It's the defense doing what they've been able to do and create turnovers and get after the quarterback, create, you know, pressure. And with Sam Darnold, the one thing that he has avoided for the most part is turnovers. Does have the 3 interceptions through 4 games, but they haven't been huge backbreaking interceptions, big time turnovers. The one interception he threw yesterday, the defense showed up and forced a 3-and-out for the, you know, after the Packers picked him off. I can't say Sam Darnold's the league MVP after 4 weeks.
All right, quick,
I can't do it.
Quick follow-up there for you, Gabe. Like, not saying that Darnold's going to be able to continue this for the entire
Correct.
Season, but if he continues to play at a high level this season, I know we're looking ahead, but what do the Vikings do next year? Do they try to run it back with Darnold, or they let McCarthy, who they took in the first round, be the guy?
I mean, I think McCarthy's clearly going to be the guy. You drafted him. You got to ride it out. And we've seen this in Minnesota. Granted, it was a different coaching staff, but after they went out and got Sam Bradford, shockingly, right, got hurt. And then Case Keenum had a huge year for them, I want to say in 2017, where he came off the bench and had double-digit wins and was absolutely fantastic. The Vikings ultimately decided to go back to Sam Bradford, and Case Keenum went back to being the career backup that he was. And that's what they're ultimately going to do. You're not going, unless you are the San Francisco 49ers, you don't take a quarterback in the first round and then don't let him play.
All right, Chad, the New York Jets are not a playoff team, true or false? Are not a playoff team right now.
Oh, man. Obviously, the Dolphins are not very good in that division. Patriots, the bottom 3 team in the league. Man, can they win that division?
They can't. No, I'm, this is easy. I mean, to me, they can't win that division. It's okay. Are they one of the best 3 non-division winners? Is the way I'm looking at it. I don't think they're as good as the Buffalo Bills. Do you?
I don't. I'm just trying to project into the future and see if that was any way possible the Bills slide and the Jets can pass them by. I don't think that's possible. I think Buffalo wins that division. To your point, looking around the rest of the AFC, are there other teams that they could – is there going to be 2 teams out the AFC West? It doesn't look like that's the case. AFC North, definitely some teams, Pittsburgh and the Ravens there. So – I suppose they could be the 7th seed, but I don't see them sliding in any place above that.
Yeah, right now I'd have to say true they are, but if somebody like Cincinnati starts to figure it out, then that quickly becomes false. I think I'm with Chad. I think they're barely hanging on as that 7th seed in the AFC.
All right, Gabe, Doug Peterson will be the first head coach fired this season. Hate to put that on somebody, but that's where they are. True or false?
Yeah, I think it's true, even though this seems to be news to him that his job could potentially be on the line. He seemed shocked when he was asked about it yesterday. Dude, you're 4-0. You just paid your quarterback $55 million per year. you haven't looked good offensively. You're supposed to be the quarterback whisperer. I know there are a lot of there's a lot of dysfunction across the league. We've talked about Nick Sirianni today. Mike McCarthy, I would think, would be on that short list. Robert Saleh can't seem to get on the same page as his starting quarterback. But Doug Peterson at 0-4, at least those other teams, they've got wins. They've been able to figure some things out. They have not figured out anything in Jacksonville. And historically, they've had, with their ownership group, with Shad Khan, a pretty quick, you know, they're not afraid to fire a coach and have to pay somebody not to be there. I think Doug Peterson is going to be that first coach to be fired.
If you are the coach that's pointing the finger at the players, saying, I thought my OC called a great game, as coaches, we can't go out there and make plays. It's a two-way street. He's clearly pointing the finger at the players. We talked about Nick Sirianni and the locker room stuff and how that's not going well. Well, when the coach is saying, there's no more words I can say, what else can I say? Well, as an owner, you need to say, well, maybe it's time for you to find someplace else to coach, because if you don't have any more words, I don't have any more paychecks for you, my man.
All right, next up, the Kansas City Chiefs, Chad, need to make a trade for a wide receiver. True or false?
Nah, I'm going to say false. It may take a bit of time for them to find the replacement, but certain quarterbacks should be able to, and we expect them to be able to, overcome deficiencies at certain positions. Tom Brady has done it with a number of different receiver cores, explosive with Welker and Moss, but also guys who weren't necessarily explosive. When you've got a good enough quarterback, when you've got a Hall of Fame tight end, when you've got a coach who's going to be in the Hall of Fame, I don't think you panic personnel-wise. You see, can our future Hall of Fame quarterback take some of these guys who are now the fourth or fifth receiver on our team and get them to a level where they can be productive for us? I think that's your first move rather than panicking and going out on the waiver wire.
Yeah, I think this is false. I don't think they need to. The only thing that would be intriguing to me is if Cincinnati continues to struggle as they sit there at 1-3, do they make T. Higgins available? And if you can have T. Higgins and it's, you know, you look at it as a rental and it's not going to cost you a ton, I think maybe you look into that if you're the Chiefs, because Rashee Rice is going to be, I think, very good for them for a while. And if he is indeed out for the year with an ACL, we don't know. That's the fear right now for the Chiefs. If you can get somebody like T. Higgins as a rental cheap, then I think you look into it. But otherwise, I'm with Chad, and I think that's false. That the Chiefs, they have enough in place. They're going to be getting healthier at other positions. The defense is really good, that they don't need to make a panic move and go sell the farm to pick up a wide receiver.
All right, last and certainly not least, Gabe, the Indianapolis coach should bench Anthony Richardson in favor of Joe Flacco. True or false?
I mean, if their goal is to win as many games as possible this year, that's true. Anthony Richardson's at an interesting spot for me, because I've seen what sitting quarterbacks, as a Packers fan, sitting quarterbacks and having them learn can do. But at the same time, Anthony Richardson is somebody who hasn't played a ton of football in his career. It's not like he was a 3-year starter at the University of Florida. He's got all these raw tools, and to me, he just needs to be able to go out there and play. That being said, if he sits behind Joe Flacco, Flacco's somebody he can certainly learn from, especially because Flacco was really good at throwing the deep ball. Richardson, as we've seen this year, really good at throwing the deep ball, kind of learning, okay, when do you hone it back? When do you actually go for it? And just trying to figure out some more of those things would be good for Anthony Richardson. They do have a pretty – I'm kind of caught between – I'll say true, they should have Anthony Richardson sit and learn for a little bit behind Joe Flacco.
This is a tricky one. Joe Flacco said when he came to Denver a couple years back that he wasn't there really to help any of the other quarterbacks on the roster. So unless he's had a change of mind, Anthony Richardson may be able to watch Joe Flacco, but Joe Flacco is not going to put his arm around him and do the, you know, veteran quarterback coach up the young fella kind of thing. Joe Flacco said he's not there for that. So this situation, it is tricky, because Anthony Richardson desperately needs reps. And yep. So organizationally, what is your plan? Are you willing to sacrifice a season, so to speak, to get this guy as many reps as possible so the future is brighter and you've got a potential long-term franchise quarterback? Or do you sit him down in hopes that you can win more football games this year? You know, the coaching staff and the front office need to figure out what they're going to do, because when you drafted Anthony Richardson, hopefully you didn't think he was going to walk into the NFL after, what, 18 games he played in Florida and suddenly be an All-Pro. It takes time to get there as a quarterback, so they need to decide organizationally what they need to do. But I guess to answer the question here, Shannon, yes, for the time being, they need to bench Anthony Richardson and win a couple games with Joe Flacco and get some rhythm going.
ESPN Radio presented by Progressive Insurance. Protect the stuff you love with renter's insurance. Visit progressive.com. It was a big weekend for our guy Chad, as he was the father of the bride. We've been taking your stories. We get back to your stories. What's your best or worst wedding story? Plus, we'll continue to update you on Game 2 of the doubleheader between the Mets and Braves. That's all coming up next on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
The Freddie and Harry Podcast.
Finding the right employee for your company is tough. One wrong hire can be a major setback. You're not alone if you face this. A recent survey by Robert Half shows nearly half of hiring managers readily admit to making a bad hire. Luckily, there's a solution. With Robert Half's specialized recruiter's experience combined with our award-winning AI, you can have the right skilled professional in place quickly. We understand what it takes to build winning teams, because at Robert Half, we know talent. Discover how we can help at roberthalf.com/talent.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front payment equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Taxes and fees extra. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes in detail.
This episode is brought to you by Iams Pet Food. When you choose Iams dry dog or cat food, you can see a difference in your pet with your own eyes. Healthy energy in 5 days, healthy digestion in 10 days, and healthy skin and coat in just 25 days. Satisfaction for you and them. Guaranteed or your money back. Feed Iams dry dog or cat food and see a visible difference. Visit Iams.com/difference to learn more.
Two out, two-run single for Marcell Ozuna has padded the Braves' lead in Game 2 of the doubleheader in Atlanta. Mets won Game 1 in a thrilling game. Braves need to win Game 2 in order to punch their ticket to the postseason. If the Braves win this game, they will go to San Diego, and the Mets would go to Milwaukee. If the Mets win, that means the Diamondbacks would get into the postseason, and the Mets would head to San Diego to take on the Padres in the wild card round. It's Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio, ESPN app, Sirius XM Channel 80. I'm Gabe Neitzel, along with Chad Brown. And we're going to close this out. We have gotten some great stories throughout the course of today. What is your best or worst wedding story? Because our guy, Chad, he was in wedding mode all weekend long as his daughter got married yesterday down in Texas, where he is right now. So we are looking for your best or worst wedding stories on that Dr. Pepper call-in line, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Let's go to John in South Carolina. John, you're up on Freddie and Harry on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys, I definitely got the worst. So I got married with only knowing this woman 3 months, okay? So come of the day of the wedding, we have a rehearsal the night before. Violin player does a beautiful job day of the wedding. He forgets it's the wedding day. I call him. He's like, oh, I'm fishing. Okay, all right. So my cousin that I just told him, you got to get out the house now that I'm getting married, of course, 3 months. He wasn't expecting that. I have to go to him now to play music at the wedding because the violin player forgot to show up. My cousin drinks, doesn't realize that he's in a church. He's playing secular music with the curse words. Preacher goes out there. Oh, no, we can't have this. He stops playing the music. Now it's time for the procession. My wife is going to be wife 2 hours late because her big back self couldn't fit her dress. People are starting to get restless. Okay, I got to calm them down. We're going to get married anyway. Part way to come and light the candles. My mother and her mother are supposed to light one candle each. My mother decides to light all three candles. They get into it. Needless to say, we got divorced a year and 2 months later.
Whew.
Wow.
Yeah, that's that was a big ordeal.
I'm sorry, John.
That's a tough one, John. Yeah, I mean, he said he had a candidate for the worst, and
yeah, John dropped a big back self.
Yes, big back self, couldn't fit into the dress.
At that point, we knew the ending of the story, right?
Yes.
At that point, I think we knew that that marriage was not long for this world, as was the case. This next one, Chad, I'm just a peek behind the curtain here. So, you know, Shannon does a great job taking these calls, screening these calls, and then he puts it up on a screen where I can see, so I know what the name of the caller is, where they're calling from, and sometimes he'll put a brief description of what the call is going to be about. Frosty in New Jersey, here's what it says. Grandma's nurse caught on fire. I have no idea how this is possible. I am wildly interested to see how this happened. So, Frosty, you're on Freddie and Harry with Gabe Neitzel, Chad Brown, in for the guys on ESPN Radio.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking the call. I'll try to go quickly because so much happened at this wedding. It's my wedding. By the way, we just celebrated 30 years. So
hey, congratulations.
Hey, Pam, happy anniversary. Yes. But thank you, guys. So, here's the situation. First, my uncle canceled my hotel room as a joke. So when I got to the hotel, they said, I'm sorry, you just called about an hour ago and canceled. And, of course, had to go deal with the manager and everything. What I ended up doing was getting the key to my uncle's room. I Vaselined every surface that they could possibly touch when he got there with my aunt. I baby powdered the heck out of the white pillowcase, so that when he laid down, this unbelievable amount of baby powder just wafted up and just covered him. Unfortunately, it happened to my aunt, not to him. Then we get to the wedding, and here's, yeah, absolutely. Here's the pièce de résistance. We get married, great, one of the best parties I've ever been to. And my best friends were the ushers, my friend Rory. Hi, Rory, if you're listening, but... And my grandmother at the time had a nurse, and she needed the nurse, and this woman was wonderful, took care of her, and it's the end of the night. Most of the people have gone, and the nurse was wearing this, I guess you call it a shawl, and she goes to wrap it around her shoulders, and this thing was so long that the tip of it, the end of it, ends up landing in a candle that was on the table. And everybody's talking, and suddenly you start smelling smoke, and you're like, they're not cooking anymore. What is it? And you turn and you look, and this woman's shawl was on fire, and it was starting to go up. And we literally, a few of us, had to empty the centerpieces from the flowers that had water in it, and we drowned this woman. And I think saved her life, but she did make the wedding.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my goodness, Frosty.
Yeah, that's a lot of drama packed into one night and then capping it off with someone's shawl catching fire.
What is the Kevin Hart movie? The Wedding Ringer, where they catch Grandma on fire.
That's
Tough one. Yes. No flammable clothing at the wedding reception, please.
Yeah. Chad, again, congratulations to you and your family.
Thank you.
Glad you got such a wonderful weekend with everybody down there. Always, I mean, weddings are always a good time, especially when you get the family all together.
It was a tremendous weekend. It was a tremendous weekend of football. It was a tremendous weekend for my family. I'm on a high right now. Thank you, Gabe.
Amber and Ian coming up next. This is Ben, Freddie, and Harry, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Thanks for listening to the Freddie and Harry podcast on ESPN Radio. You can also listen to Freddie and Harry live weekdays from 3 to 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and on Sirius XM Channel 80. You can also watch and listen on the ESPN app. The Freddie and Harry podcast.